Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective, and welcome to a brand new year. 2012 marks our 27th broadcast year at Pro-Life Perspective. And as we start off this new year, I look forward to sharing with you the latest news and information and providing you tools and resources to help you as you work to educate and motivate your communities. For National Right to Life and the entire Right to Life movement, we enter 2012 fully aware of the unique opportunities and challenges that lie ahead for the next 12 months. As we discussed last week, 2011 was a year of great successes and triumphs for the Right to Life movement. As we enter this month of January, we remember the tragic United States Supreme Court decision that has led to over 53 million unborn children being killed. But this year, as we approach the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, we stand up more equipped than ever before to protect unborn children. The Right to Life movement is now, and always has been, a grassroots movement. As we make resolutions and go into new challenges, I'm asking you to stand with us as we turn our focus to the unborn child. This week in particular, I want to spend some time specifically looking at the ways in which you can join with National Right to Life to make a difference in the cause of life. Our pro-abortion opposition became increasingly uncomfortable last year as state after state started passing laws that protect unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. The Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act made huge waves last year as the headline pro-life law of 2011. To date, five states, Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Alabama, have enacted the law with no legal challenges from the pro-abortionists. The spring legislative session is just a few short days away, and you can help raise awareness of the pain unborn babies feel with just a few minutes of your time. First, we have petitions calling for state legislators to enact the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act in the remaining 45 states. These petitions will allow you to identify and activate pro-life supporters in your community. When you print this petition out and pass it around at your church, your neighborhood, and amongst your family and friends, you have an opportunity to educate those people about the reality of the pain of abortion. Each person educated is another step forward in protecting life. To download these petitions, visit prolifeperspective.com. We've provided links to the petitions and a host of other materials that will help you as you educate your friends and neighbors. Circulate the petition in your church or leave a copy in the foyer for fellow congregational members to see. Not only do you have the option to download these petitions, but you can also sign it online and share it via Facebook or Twitter and gather support through your social media outlets. The first step in the battle for life is always to bring the unborn child to the forefront of the conversation. The Pain Capable Unborn Child Awareness Act and all related educational outreach does exactly that, reminding or teaching your community that unborn children can feel the pain of an abortion brings home the humanity of the baby. No longer are we speaking abstractly about a pregnancy or a choice. Instead, it is incredibly clear that when we speak about abortion, we're talking about the destruction of an innocent, unique little human life. I hope that you'll make time all week and next to join us here on Pro-Life Perspective as we continue talking about the pain of the unborn and the practical things that you can be doing today, this week, this month, and this year to make a difference and save lives. If you miss any episodes, you can catch up at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.